Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, that's a classic. I love this song. Welcome back, Midday Show. It is Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo. You guys with us? 215-592-9494 on a Football Friday. We'll have all our Football Friday stuff coming up. Next hour, we guess the takes. We'll check in with you people. And we have to get to something in a little bit here that's going to affect some people. In fact, both Hugh and Kyle affected by this leading into Monday night, unless ESPN and YouTube work things out this weekend. We got a TV issue and a watching of the Eagles game issue potentially for a lot of people coming up on Monday night. One thing you can know, you can't count on YouTube TV, but you can count on Sports Talk on WIP presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS. They don't go anywhere on Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. So speaking of fighting, we'll get back to the phone lines and we'll fight with each other and fight with Hugh's takes as we do on a daily basis. But we got to listen to this. So Hugh, I know you didn't hear this yesterday, so I can't wait to see how you grade this fight. We're going to be like judges in a boxing match, okay. All right? So yesterday was Mike Mayock's day to be on the afternoon show, as he is every week. Love when Mayock's on with those guys. And Mike came on, and excuse me, he took a little exception to something Spike said a few days ago. So let's go back. This is Spike a few days ago. They were having a conversation about Howie Roseman and the job Howie has done post this past Super Bowl, right? So the offseason, training camp, all the trades, guys that left. Here was Spike's initial take that kind of set Mike Mayock off a little bit.
I can't take it anymore.
I don't like the tone of that.
Well, he is a good general manager. He has won two Super Bowls. I am happy that he is a general manager of the Eagles. Let's get that out of the way. Let's call a spade a spade. These trade deadline moves are because they made mistakes in the offseason. Howie has not done a great job this season. They have a good team. He's won two Super Bowls. He is responsible for all of that, but he's responsible for all of it.
All right, so that was Spike's initial take. So here's my view on
what... I don't think that's a bad take.
So the second half of what he said, I agree with. I don't think Howie's done a great job this past offseason into where we are now. I do think you have to probably say Howie's a great general manager or a very, very high-level GM.
He's the best general manager in football right now.
I agree with you. And so he started it by saying Howie's a good GM.
Yeah.
It's a little bit... It's not strong enough on what Howie's done.
Selling him a little short.
Well, you know who might agree with this? Howie Dowd or Douglas over here. I mean,
well,
I could see why you're on Team Eskin.
No, listen, I hear what Spike's saying, because a lot of times as a GM, you get graded on your hits more so than your misses. Howie's had a lot of great hits. Mm-hmm. But if we step back from the situation and listen, before I say this, I don't want to hear about he didn't want to be here or anything like that. You paid him. You paid Bryce Huff. And I have never... In my days of watching football, see somebody move on from a player as quickly as they did. Now, there's reasons behind that, no question about that. But normally that doesn't happen because you're invested in that player. You basically pay Bryce Huff to have a cup of coffee here and then left.
Well, they're still paying him to play for the 49ers.
Yes.
I mean, so you're right about that, and you could read into that as it was a huge mistake, and it was. I though, respect a GM that's he doesn't worry that what people are going to say. He just tries to make the team better, right? Like, some GMs might say, I did this, I got to see it through. He's very quick to say, you know what, screw it, I made a mistake.
But let me tell you what I think happened. Now I'm recklessly speculating.
Here we go.
Because
now you're in the
ball. A lot of times you have to listen to what's being said. And a couple days ago, and we had the cut. I can't remember exactly when Howie said it, but he said something to the effect he agreed with Vic Fangio, and he said, "Hey Bob, you hear that? That's the first time I've said that in a while."
He said it was an easy conversation with Vic Fangio. Yeah,
was that when he was talking about Jalen Phillips?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
So that leads me to believe that there's been a lot of friction. Like when I say friction, don't think that I mean that in a negative way. But there's been a lot of conversations about what Vic feels the defense should be and what Howie thinks the defense should be.
Bryce Huff was the most expensive one, but there are others. Devin White. Remember Devin White? Like, Howie's presented him with some players probably thinking Aziz Ojulari. This has happened a few times.
This is where I think Howie is genius. And I'm going to give him his props on this one. Howie is flexible.
Very.
He's not the type of cat that, you know, it has to be his way. It has to be the right way. But he's made mistakes, but he's also a guy that when he makes mistakes, he's okay with that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so that's where I give Howie his props. Because a lot of times, man, you be in these meetings and you hear these cats talk, it's their way or the highway. So for him to be able to talk to Vic like that and Vic be able to talk to Howie like that and Howie receive it, I think that's a big deal.
Yeah.
Give Howie props for that.
I don't think a great GM doesn't make mistakes, right? Everyone's going to make mistakes. The great GMs, you know, learn from them, they correct them, or they at least, they don't sit around and double down on the mistakes, right? Mm-hmm. Howie definitely doesn't do that. But, like, to say that Howie Roseman hasn't done a good job this offseason is, like, perfectly reasonable to say. Like, what would everyone say his best move was this season or this offseason? Probably
Bond.
Bond, but he was already here.
Well, yeah,
drafting Jahan Campbell, maybe?
Yeah, I would say the fifth-year option at Jordan Davis, I didn't think was a good idea, and it was.
Right.
That was
sure.
A good one.
Yeah, okay, go
but,
on.
But it wasn't a great option.
But again, there's nothing like, holy crap, no. Like, and
drop the fries!
Yeah.
Put the fries in the
bag. We'll get to that. But like, I don't know, like, the Jalen Phillips one is probably the one everyone's most excited about, but we don't even know what that looks like yet.
Yeah, I think there's two ways to look at the same thing. You could say he did not, let's just use the pass rush, right? They had a great collective pass rush last year, and they let a lot of it go, including Josh Sweat. And they thought that Jalex Hunt was ready and Nolan Smith were ready. Well, obviously they're not, right? Nolan Smith can't stay healthy. I like Nolan Smith, but he can't stay healthy. And Jalex Hunt doesn't look like he's that guy. You know, he looked more of a rotation piece than the guy. So they could have doubled down on it and just said, hey, they're going to figure it out in the second half. Instead, he went out and got Jalen Phillips. So I give him credit for that. But my thought when I heard Spike the other day is he's not wrong. I think he was a little heavy-handed. Probably should have said Howie's great, but I get it.
Yeah, a great GM that hasn't had his best offseason.
I think that's a fair way to put it. Mike Mayock, though, he apparently got a little text message from someone in the business saying, you hear what's going on over there at WIP? Go get him. Here's Mayock and Eskin.
Not sick him.
Sick him. Yeah. Back and forth yesterday. Let's hear a little bit of this.
I'm not privy to the inside conversation. And again, this goes to the conversation I have with our listeners every day. Neither are they. My only point is you can be a great GM. You can be a great player who has a bad year. And you have to be able to acknowledge that when a great player has a bad year, that he had a bad year. It's fine. It doesn't mean he's not a great player. It just means he had a bad year. And I think if you're shopping for a starting cornerback, and starting edge at the trade deadline, when you knew there were issues at the beginning of the season, and I think that's an issue. And I don't think he's had a great season.
And again, I don't think he's had a bad season. I think he's had a great season, to be honest with you. And that's what bothers me, is that when you're coming off kind of a historic run at the Super Bowl last year with talent levels like what they've had, you've got to shed talent. And, yeah, when you're talking about one player in a vacuum, whether it's Micah Parsons or any good GM can make a cap work with his salary cap people over time, if they have the time to work it over that period of time. Okay, we have to absorb this, or the dead cap is this. You can figure it all out, but it's always at the risk of the rest of your roster. You can make one move work. Like, that's not fair to say that. You can make any one move work, but it affects the rest of your roster.
Do you think it's affected their roster, the fact that they were paying Bryce Huff to play for the 49ers this year? Like, do you think that could have affected the move they made at Edge?
You could play that game with all 32 NFL teams and look at their dead.
I know, but we do a show about the Eagles, so we're talking about the Eagles. And my point was, we don't have to give. We can say that Howie Roseman is doing, on the whole, a very good job without specifically saying that every move was a very good move. That was my point.
Super Bowl two of the last 3 years.
Yes,
they've been playoff seven of the last eight. It bothers the hell out of me that you don't give him the courtesy of understanding that he knows what the hell he's doing. He's probably the best GM in the league. Okay, and his record backs it up. So I guess just to finish this conversation, because we got a Green Bay game to talk about, it bothers me because you're not giving him the benefit of the doubt, and I think he's earned it.
I hardly give anybody the benefit of the doubt. I give him the benefit of the doubt in that on the whole, he will end up doing, I believe he will do a good job. I don't think anybody deserves the benefit of the doubt to say this move that you made, even if it made sense to you, ended up not being a good move. Is that fair?
I agree that Becton and Sweat were bad moves. But let it all play out.
Okay. We'll let it all play out.
Becton hardly played. Becton's been hurt most of the year.
Well,
I mean,
they knew Becton would be hurt.
Tonight. Great. Huh?
They knew Becton would be hurt.
Oh, now we're going to play that game.
No, you just said he got hurt. You just said he got hurt.
Let's talk about Green Bay.
Okay.
How would you grade that bout? They both landed some haymakers. I thought Mayock landed a couple of uppercuts there at some point.
Well, I love Mike Mayock because, you know, he's been a GM. He's been on the side of that. But I think where Mike was wrong is that you're asking fans to give Howie the benefit of the doubt. I think that's too much. I think that's too much to ask. I think Spike, I got to ride with Spike on this one because we recklessly speculate all the time. The only difference, in my humble opinion, between us and the fans of this wonderful football team is the fact that we get to talk about them every day. We get to talk about sports every day, just like you do. So we talk from a perspective of not having all the information. So when you come on here, Mike, with all due respect, and say, well, you don't have all the information, well, hell, none of us do. Like the ones that we have the blowtorches, we have the microphones. We don't all have the information.
We go off the results.
We go off of what we see. And a lot of times, you know, like me, Ike, and John, we are in a position where we could play that game and we get information, but it's we all use it differently. We all choose to use it differently. I could go into my comments right now and clap back at everybody who didn't agree with what I said. But what difference does that make? Because you see what you see.
Yeah, you're right. Here's what I'll say. I think Spike's overall premise is right. Howie did not have a particularly great offseason this past year. Where I will understand Mike's perspective is, and just go back to the moves we're all talking about, right? Like they let Isaiah Rodgers go. They let Josh Sweat go, Milton Williams. Everything they did was reasonable, though. It didn't all work out. Like they bet on these young corners, and let's just be, or they bet on stopgap corners. They can't play. I mean, we could just, we
and
know.
That's the nature of the beast.
And so guess what they're trying to do? They're trying to fix it within the season. We'll see if it costs them. It might, maybe it won't. They thought the young pass rushers were ready. They're not. Mm-hmm. Not to be the guys.
And that's okay.
So they're trying to fix it now, right?
Yes.
So they thought with Tyler Steen and with what they had at offensive line and Stoutland, they could let Becton go and be okay. They haven't been. I'm not even sure if it's Steen's fault. It may just be injuries to the other guys. So everything Howie did, although I didn't love it all, Hugh, it did make, like, I get why they did what they did.
Yeah, and this is where I give Howie credit, man. And I said it when we started, is that Howie's the type of guy that he's not so locked into being right all the time that he will change things. That's why I pointed out the Bryce Huff thing. Normally that doesn't happen. You get a guy like Bryce Huff, you're going to try to make it work out. Howie or Vic was like, I can't use the guy.
Well, the definition of that is if he was locked into I'm right, Jalen Hurts is never drafted.
Yes.
It happened 1 year after they paid once.
And let me go a little deeper down the rabbit hole. And this is me recklessly speculating again, and the only reason I'm doing that is because of the information that was presented to me. When Brandon Graham talked about he had a come-to-Jesus moment with Howie, and Howie remembered it one way, Brandon remembered it totally different. That is Howie telling them, man, I believe in you. you got to make it right. I've said this off the air a lot when we talk about the Brandon Graham situation. Brandon Graham and was it Courtney Brown, the first overall pick back in, I think it was 97 or 98 from Penn State.
When the Browns came back.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, 99.
The bottom line is this. Courtney Brown had more sacks in that five-year period than Brandon did, and he got cut. He didn't get that opportunity. Brandon Graham he wasn't playing well. If Howie doesn't believe in him or sticks by Brandon's side, Brandon Graham might not play in the league 16 years. That's a fact. Go look it up. That's in an era where if you're a pass rusher and you got drafted that high, I think Courtney was the number one overall pick that year, if I'm not mistaken. He had more sacks in that five-year period than Brandon did and got cut.
Yeah, he was the first pick in the 2000 draft.
Yes, and got cut. That's what we're talking about here, believing in people and giving people chances and letting it play out. If Howie's guilty of anything, it's probably giving too many people the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, and I think ultimately Howie deserves the benefit of the doubt overall. But I think nobody is above criticism. I think that overall was kind of the debate. Well, is he above that? Because that's what I heard. Like it felt like Mayock thinks he's above criticism,
and you can't be
because he's not. No one is.
Man, listen. Like I said, another story. I remember trying to explain to one of my relatives what it's like being in the locker room. Because, you know, you tell some off-color jokes a lot in the locker room. And some of the jokes are considered racist jokes. And I'm trying to explain that to her, right?
But the locker room is its own world.
And I'm trying to tell her. She was like, well, why didn't you just go to HR? Why didn't you just do this? Because they can't do that. And I kept telling her, like, no, because it's different. And I got to the point where I was like, well, you know, sometimes we just don't know what we don't know. And I can't, not being disrespectful, but I can't explain it to you because you're not in it. And that's not being disrespectful. That's just that in order for me to explain it to you in a way that you get it, I would have to go into too much detail, and then it gets convoluted. You don't know what's going on. So you just have to believe what you believe.
We're just in a world right now where you can't be critical about one thing without it supposedly being an indictment on the entire resume or like who they are. Like it Hurts, for example, if you say he had a bad game, it's so you hate Jalen Hurts. You think Jalen Hurts stinks. Like, no, it's not true. Like, and then the resume comes up. Like, and I think, look, obviously respect Mike Mayock's perspective and all that stuff, but like, it's, you know, it's okay to be critical of his offseason. Nobody's saying he's a bad GM. And I understand the Eagles are 6-2, and you'll point to they're the number one team in the NFC and stuff. But for being realistic, they're 6-2 and atop the NFC because of moves that were made a few years ago
of course,
the year before.
The like bones of the team.
Drafting Quinyon Mitchell and Jalen Carter and stuff. But those are of the past. Like, what things that he did this offseason are the reason that they're 6-2 right now? But like, are there any?
And he has the advantage, and the Eagles give him the advantage of thinking about the big picture always, right? Like, the part of the reason why Josh Sweat isn't here is because they're going to use that money probably 2 years from now on someone maybe we don't even know. Maybe it was to try to get Parsons, like whatever.
Yeah.
Like, so that's true. But also, they'd be better if they had Josh Sweat here right now. These are both those things are true.
Right. And we can debate which moves will work out in the future versus which ones are going to hurt you right now, like stuff like that.
We've never been able to have a normal Howie conversation.
Well, no, of course.
He's either the dumbest guy in the room or the smartest.
Right, exactly. And I find it funny just because this was Mike Mayock even was victim to this a few weeks ago when he went on the afternoon show and he said, you know, Hurts isn't one of the top four elite quarterbacks. And that's when we got the, put the fries in the bag, Mike. You sucked as a GM, you idiot. You were a failure.
And see, that's the point, Kyle, because you take that one comment that he made and people don't probably understand that it's more to it than what he's saying. They just take that always, you know, and they hear one thing and they just go.
Well,
right.
The way it works is if you disagree with someone, they're stupid. If you agree, they're smart.
And then the funny part was when they put the clip out yesterday, it was like, how dare Spike speak disrespectfully to like former general manager Mike Mayock? Like, you know, everything's going to be okay. Guys.
It is going to
be critical.
We can just say, we call it like it is. I mean, that's the bottom line. 215-592-9494.
Call it like you see it, kind of
that's
like
that. That's what you have to do.
See it here.
Well, but your truth is a problem sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Few and far between.
Yeah, you're just digging the hole deeper.
I know, I'm getting mean.
You should. This is one of those times I'm like, get him, people.
Yeah, but I am.
You know what he's doing? He's looking at other people's grass.
Yeah, you are.
He's looking at other people's ass.
You know what, though? nobody has, they said I'm wrong for saying it, but nobody has said I was wrong.
You know what? Women are going to start calling the show. You know what they're going to call for?
Fire! Fire! Fire!
Yeah. All right, let's go to Andy in Westchester. Always does that with us. What's up, Andy?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
What's up, Andy?
Not too much. I'm dying with this side topic you guys have. It's like, no matter if somebody takes your answer, you got 15 more.
Because we've all done so many stupid things. That's what we do.
Especially growing up in the 70s, 80s, 90s. It's
Yeah, we had a rough. But it was fun, but it was. Look back on some of them.
Yeah. Those photographs, you want to kind of bury them in a drawer somewhere. So, Andy, what do you got for us? Is it disrespectful the Eagles are underdogs Monday?
I don't think so. I mean, and it's funny that the whole thing with Aaron and Kyle happened because I said pretty much the same thing. It's like, I just don't care. But Kyle made me laugh. He's like, well, that's the whole point of this show. You know, this, we're supposed to talk about things.
Nothing
that don't
we talk about matters.
It all matters to me. All right, how about that?
But it doesn't matter. Honestly, it's fine with me because it's more, I guess, cannon fodder just saying, oh, you know, if the Eagles feel disrespected, good for them. And they can go with
Andy,
it.
You're right. It is that. And ultimately, like, when the game kicks off, it doesn't matter. But it is a window into what the betting market thinks of the Eagles. Like, as much as we could say we don't care, like, so the Eagles are underdogs Monday against the Packers, where we can go back and forth. Does that make sense? Not. If you look at the game the next week, and it could change based on injuries this week and what happens, but they are slated to only be a 1.5 favorite over the Lions next week, which that is them telling us they're not really better than the Lions either. I mean, like, because, you know, you get the point or two or 2.5 for home field. It's at least interesting, Andy, because they may be wrong about the Eagles, or maybe we're wrong about the Eagles. We're about to find out.
Right. I see what you're saying, but I guess the reason I don't think as much about it as a lot of other people is because I'm not a gambler. So, you know, it's just that those things don't matter to me. I just use the eye test. And I think the Eagles are a better team.
Well, I hope you're right on that. Andy, what do you got for us? What is the embarrassing trend you took part in? You're like, yeah, I shouldn't have done that.
So, well, there's no not doing it usually, but I don't know if anybody but Hugh would remember this. Did you ever peg your jeans?
Peg?
Or you roll,
wait a minute.
Roll the bottoms real tight.
Oh, like you're trying to wear them like they wear like a they're like you roll them up and like to make them like skinny, not skinny jeans, but like slim, what they call.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Jonah Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Probably like the not boot cut, but the tighter around your ankles. Is that what you're talking about?
You fold it so it's tight to your ankles and
yes,
roll them up.
I can't remember what reason. Yes, I've done that.
You still do it?
No.
We used to do it. I worked at a bar in Westchester. And just for fun, you'd be
tapered.
Yeah. Andy, that's a good one, man. We appreciate it. All right, 215-592-9494 gets you. We're going to keep the calls going on all of this. Plus, we still don't have a resolution on something that could affect how a lot of people watch this game on Monday night. We got to talk through this YouTube issue. If you're a YouTube TV person, you're probably sweating right now on how you're going to watch the game Monday night because there's no ESPN right now on YouTube TV. 215-592-9494. We'll talk through that. Your phone calls. We have a 4-pack of tickets on the line today. We're going to the Flyers game as a show on December 3rd. The Flyers against the Sabres. The puck drops at 7:30. We're excited for you guys to come with us. 4-pack of tickets to give away today. The best answer to a trend that you participated in at some point over the years. You're like, oh, that was kind of embarrassing. Now you think back to it. What's yours? We'll take your phone calls. Is it disrespectful the Eagles are underdogs in this game Monday. It's not to me. I think the line makes sense. Hugh thinks it is. Kyle thinks it is. And you could weigh in. Who won that thing? Is it Spike Eskin or was it Mike Mayock? Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494 gets you aboard. All right, we got a lot to get to. Your phone call's coming up. We have this great prize to give away. 4-pack of tickets to the Flyers game with us on December 3rd. We'll get to our guest to takes. Hugh Douglas has got a big one. Guest to takes coming up next hour.
I forgot what it was.
Yeah, you write that thing down.
Write that thing. Write that thing down.
What's the notepad for, man?
I wrote it down, but I
it was a fire take. Just hold on for that one. We'll get to that.
Did you throw it away like you almost did your mattress warehouse?
No, I didn't almost throw it away.
No, he threw away his
radio.
No,
he did throw it away. Okay.
That was, I apologize for that radio as we tried to stall for Hugh there.
Marconi.
Yeah.
Marconi worthy.
It won't be long now.
That Marconi's really going to hit. Yeah. In the upper room. The upper room. Thank you for the Hatfield pig that you just gave me here. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, Hatfield, better care, better pork, man. Better care, better pork.
It's just like our mascot now for doing
the
show?
Yeah, that's the Hatfield pig. Yeah, okay. That's the mascot for the show.
I like him. He's a chef.
Yeah.
But also a pig.
He cooking his friends. That's crazy.
That's wrong. That's true.
That's wrong, man. That's
crazy.
That's wrong.
He cooking his friends.
You know what else is wrong?
What's that?
All the people that won't be able to watch the Eagles game on Monday night. So we got a problem here. Now, I, as someone who pays more each month, but I could sleep at night because I still have cable, I'm good to go. You guys.
Really, Joe? That's what you're going to say?
Yeah.
I'm good to go.
I'm good to go. I got the game.
The rest of you, Cass.
I mean, I'm losing money in the long run, but I'm good to go Monday. I have ESPN for Monday night. You guys do not, as you are both YouTube TV people.
But since we put it out there, hey. I need somebody to slide in my DMs and give me their password.
Come on, man. What are you doing?
What is it? Disney Plus?
Hey, ESPN Plus.
Sharon is caring. So if somebody.
You're being that guy?
Yes.
Okay.
If somebody feels compelled to share that password, but just go ahead and slide my DMs.
Look, man, I don't want to have to walk down the street to go to the bar and watch this game.
But.
I got work Tuesday.
Okay.
But I will. Damn it, I will.
No, you know what's funny? I actually looked at a plan, right? And I can get one for like $23 a month.
This is just like the ESPN app or whatever?
Well, it's like the Disney plan. I get the Disney plan and it has the ESPN. $23 a month, though.
So I don't know how long this is going to take to get resolved, but we have another Monday night game, don't we, next month? The Charger game is a Monday night game. So we got a pair of these. Everyone's got. I saw something this morning like 10% of people now these days have YouTube TV. It's not a small percentage.
No.
Like, that's a decent amount of people that are without a game.
It's a joke, dude.
It is a joke.
What are we doing?
Like I said, if y'all don't mind somebody sharing that password.
I mean, smack dead in the middle of the football season and we're gonna have issues like this. Can we get real?
If somebody wanna share that password, appreciate it.
Well, while we're on this, the whole thing that's gone on the last 10 years, this streaming thing's a joke. I mean, I was kidding that like
it was supposed to be cheaper.
I know. And again,
it got more expensive.
I sleep better at nights paying that hefty cable bill every month because I don't have to worry about this nonsense.
You say that. That bill is hefty.
It is
about
hefty.
About 200?
Yeah, a little more. I mean, but you know what?
I guess 23 don't sound that bad when you're paying I guess if you add them up, all the streaming services.
But here's what I know. The game. I'm going to have the game. Like, I'm not gonna have to. It is. It's ridiculous that this happens to people all the time.
I feel like you're kind of throwing this up in our face. Though,
No,
really kind of peacocking around
I'm not.
Studio.
Well, I mean, you're the one over here. First of all, what you said about the women in the area today, wrong. And then two, you're asking for handouts. You're asking for handouts.
No, I'm asking for assistance. It's a difference.
It's a handout. I mean, you're asking for a free.
I'm asking for an alley-oop.
Handout, Hugh.
I'm asking for an alley-oop. It's not. It's the difference. I only want to use it for like to watch some streaming services in the game.
You might want to start by being nicer to the women in this area.
Yeah, they might be the one giving the handout on the pre-password.
I am not being mean.
You're cutting your field down by 50%
I'm not being mean. I'm just being honest.
Yeah, well, honest. Sometimes the honest guy is a jerk.
I've heard that before.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's true. A lot, actually.
But so, that's from folks that can't handle the truth.
Well, a lot of people can't handle the truth is the truth.
Yeah, you're right about that.
I don't know your audience, man.
Yeah.
Remember that line I told you? When you hate the truth sounds like hate. I mean, like that's what
that sounds like some Jalen Hurts type.
We'll get to him and his proverbs coming up in a few minutes.
Edgar Allen Hurts.
So how do we think this this plays out over the next? Do you think they settle this by Monday or are we? Because that's a bit for ESPN. It's a big one, right? Like, you know, they had this past Monday night game,
yeah,
the Cowboys, and that was Cowboys are big, but
Eagles-Packers is
huge.
Huge.
When you look at the schedule that they put out, right?
They did it on purpose.
You think they're trying to drive people to the app?
Spur action.
Yeah. Because now, you know, because you got a lot of people in this area that had that.
Yeah, of course.
And a lot of people who are scrambling to adjust to get the game for Monday.
I just like, when you looked at the schedule before the season and look at the Monday Night Football schedule, this was one of the biggest ones of the whole year. Eagles-Packers playoff rematch, the tush-push stuff. Two, you know, playoff contenders. It's a big one to have 10% of your audience miss.
So, like, if you have basic cable or, like, an antenna or something, you'll probably be able to get ABC.
Which the game would be on locally.
Yes.
But if you don't, you got to go to the bar.
You know what I found funny? When this was right before the Monday night game last week, Cowboys-Cardinals, they had ESPN and, like, Adam Schefter, who's employed by ESPN, tweeting, like, if you're, you know, upset about YouTube TV and ESPN, they're like, you can go click this link and find your options to stream it. And if you click the link, it's basically like, get cable, loser.
Stephen A. was pushing it, too. They're all pushing it.
It was so ridiculous.
There was clearly a mandate, like, push everyone to this link. So we'll see. By Monday, we're going to find out. Like, maybe the deadline spurs action and they figure it out, YouTube TV and ESPN this weekend, or that those bars are going to be hopping on Monday night and... Boy, work on Tuesday in this city?
Gonna be rough.
And I hate packed bars, dude. Just give me a bar. Give me a bar seat, cozy TV.
Yeah, you're not getting one of those on Monday. That's gonna be
come on. I don't want to do that.
All right, 215. And if you have a password to share with you, he's begging. 215-59.
And if you're a woman, make him apologize first.
Yes. Somebody told me to get one of the Miami chicks.
Yeah, there you go.
That's good. Yep. All right, 215-592-9494. Jermaine is in Philly. What's up, Jermaine?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
What's up, Jermaine?
I didn't hear what you just said. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
You talking just to said us? Hi. We just said hello.
Yeah. I'm talking to you guys.
Okay, we're just saying hello.
We just say hi.
Welcome to the show.
Oh, okay. That's what's up, man. Avid listener, first time caller, man, and I just wanted to talk about A.J. Brown.
Okay, what do you think?
Well, I think he's not wrong. The way he's going about it is wrong, but the way everything is just kind of like weird because, you know, just coming from my perspective as a professional musician, you should show yourself or study yourself to be a master at your craft. I start playing at 4 years old. So you get to a point in your career where you're like, man, I got a lot to offer. And then when you're not being used to your fullest potential, man, you automatically kind of get an attitude. So I can see where he's coming from, but the way he's going about it, I don't particularly like it. He's not coming from a team perspective. He's coming from, hey, man, I want to get my single stats. And I think everybody who's, you know, a soloist or a football player, you kind of want to get that recognition as one of the best when it's all said and done. So that's why I stand up with that.
Well, I agree, Jermaine. And I think the part that makes it complicated is he's a captain, right? He's not just one of the players. He's got a C on his chest. So to me, he's got to be held to a higher standard in what he says and how he acts and how he goes about it. Because when you have that C on your chest, Jermaine, it's not just about you. You're representing the whole group.
Absolutely. I mean, I go through similar stuff like that now. You know, I don't want to put anything out like that, but you know, when you get to a point, you just kind of like, man, look, I got way too much to offer, and I'm just kind of standing on the sideline. Like, you know, if you're there, then you're not there. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like, hey, I just understand where AJ is coming from. But you still have to, if you're one of the leaders and you're a team player, you got to kind of straddle the fence. You got to kind of like, look, man, how can I navigate through these waters where I can get my point across, but not affect the masses and the team itself.
For sure. Jermaine, what do you got for us for a chance to win these Flyers tickets to go to the game with us? A fad or a trend you did at one point, you look back and you're like, yeah, that was kind of embarrassing.
Well, growing up in Philly, man, so we used to do the whole biker outfit. Like the Tour de France outfit.
Okay.
You know,
the little hats and stuff.
Yeah,
the little hat and the little biker outfit, the biker shirt. You had to be in shape. You didn't want too many fat guys walking around with that on, but, you know, and you had to have, you know, something for the ladies, too. So you kind of, you had to nap, but I was straight. I seen some of those pictures of myself, and I said, man, I could never let this come out, man. I'm so glad that none of my, you know, comrades from Cool in the Gang sees these pictures because it's like, yo, you wore that, and I, you know, that's one of the most embarrassing things in my life.
That's a great one, Jermaine. Yeah, I bet. Jermaine, good one, man. We appreciate your phone call and you being part of the show. You ever wear the whole biker outfit thing?
I'm too big for all that. No, I ain't do that. I ain't do that. Nah.
Okay, I never have either. I'm not a big...
The biker, yeah. Yeah. Didn't do that.
You like to ride a bike?
You know, at one point I thought about getting one, but I haven't ridden one in a while. Nah. So, I mean, but I wouldn't mind riding one. I thought about getting, but bikes are expensive. They're a lot more expensive now.
I got one a few years ago. They're not cheap.
Yeah, they're like, for a good bike, you're probably looking at like at least $1,000.
Yeah, it's about how much they cost, yeah.
Yeah, they ain't like when you used to go to the store and get a bike for like $99. They don't have those bikes no more.
Those are done. Mark in Gettysburg. What's up, Mark?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Mark. Mark on once, going twice, and Mark goes back on hold. Ali in Nicetown. Hey, Ali.
Hey, what's going on, man?
What's up, Ali?
Hey, nothing much, man. I want to talk about substituting rings with talent.
What?
What I mean by that is, every time somebody brings up Jalen Hurts, they say he does nothing but win.
Mm-hmm.
But so does Lane Johnson. All he do is win.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
So
again, what
like,
are we talking
Trent,
about?
Trent,
let him
what
cook.
Are you talking about?
No.
Let him cook.
Trent
no.
Dilfer. Trent Dilfer won the Super Bowl.
Right.
But would you take Trent Dilfer over Donovan McNabb?
No, not even close.
All right. So this is what I'm saying. I'm an Eagles fan, been since 1980. I'm not a Jalen hater or lover. I don't care if he throws for 3,000 yards. I don't care if he has 5 touchdowns in one game. All I care is that the Eagles win. But when they say, would you rather have another quarterback? Yeah, sure, I would. I can't tell you exactly which one. Well, I can, but I'm not going to go into that. But I'm not going to defend Jalen Hurts like, no, all he does is win. So does Lane Johnson.
Yeah, Ali, I see football similar to you. I think teams win. Teams win, right? And here's what I think has happened over the years. I think people have become really big fans of players, and they defend them to the nth degree, even if they don't deserve defending in certain spots. So I think sometimes we lose our minds on these things. Jalen's a good quarterback. They win a lot. The Eagles win a lot of games with him part of it. That's the truth of it.
Exactly. Luke Longley had 3 rings. I wouldn't take him over Patrick Ewing.
Me neither.
What does that have to do with anything?
Oh, you just don't want Luke Longley.
Well, I'm talking about your callers is always calling in saying, well, Jalen Hurts, all he does is win. When there's a topic about him, and I can't stand that.
There's not a topic about him today.
No, not today.
He had his chest. The Luke Longley takes good, too.
I'm on your topic, too. It's about Green Bay and are we...
Yeah. What do you think on that?
Yeah. I think that it's a fair assessment. We've been playing like Green Bay at times. They've been playing like us. We're supposed to be top-notch, them and us, and we're not looking like it. So with being in Green Bay, I see them getting the points.
Yeah, I see this. You and I see things similar, Ali. The line makes sense to me. Now, the Eagles could go win the game, but the line makes sense. Arlie, what do you got for us? A fad or a trend you participated in, and you look back, you're like, yeah, that was silly.
And we will win the game.
I like it. I like it.
The caller before me took it. I wore a biker outfit back in 89-90 down to the Spectrum, and I got clowned for it. But even worse than that, some biker shorts, right, they got the pad in between so when you're riding your bike.
Right.
But a lot of them didn't have that for when you were just wearing an outfit. It was just a biker outfit. So, you know, I met my friends at the Saab, and when they seen what I had on, especially with the pad and my biker shorts, yo, I got clowned. We was going to see KRS-One in them. I think NWA was there. So, yeah, I got clowned for a little bit until we actually got down to the Spectrum and we started kicking it. But, yeah, that's my most embarrassing moment.
I like it, Ali. Yeah, that, wear that biker shorts pad out. I mean, that seems like that's not for a concert. Ali, good phone call.
I think, if I recall, didn't Will Smith talk about that in the summertime song?
The biker short pad?
Something about somewhere. No, just like the catching all the. But it was. I think it was the ladies in the biker shorts. I got to look at the words for the
Ali
song.
Ali was wearing the biker shorts in this story.
I don't know why. Who? What grown ass man thought that was a good look?
Now if you're gonna ride a bicycle, if you wear those shorts, the pad does help. I mean, that I get it. But to wear it out to a concert, that might not be it.
Yeah, somewhere with scantily clad. Scantily dressed.
Might not be it. That might not be the move. Juice in South Philly is up on WIP. Hey, Juice.
Juice.
What's up?
Juice.
Joe, what's up? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, Juice. What's up?
So, all right. So, real quick, Hugh, get with Kyle. I sent him something for you guys.
Oh, great.
To watch the game.
Okay.
So, all right.
You have a password quick, with you. He's helping you out. You thank him.
I'm happy. Thank you very much, sir.
Saved you $23. All right, go ahead, Juice.
Yeah. All right, so I was calling about AJ, but I kind of want to shift gears a little bit. So the Mayock and Spike conversation, mm-hmm. right? You have to take that with a grain of salt because Spike's narrative is kind of like when you was talking about defense. Right? Hughes' narrative on defense is it's not a necessity. So he kind of gears his points towards that. Well, Spike thinks that Maury's a better GM than
Howie. Howie. Well, if he believes that, he's wrong on that one. That's an L.
So then what he did was he tried to put it into like a little micro scope as far as this year. And all I'm saying when it goes to this year, Howie might not have made the moves before the season started because he simply couldn't. He's not just – imagine this. You were just talking about finding a girl in South Philly. Imagine finding a girl in Philly. Imagine finding a girl, like and you lock in with her, and then all of a sudden you're locked in with her, and a month later some bad Instagram chick just hits you up like, yo – and you're locked in now. So you can't go and you could, but you really don't want to just throw that away and you have a better opportunity. So what I'm saying is Howie might not have gotten or wasn't going to get what he wanted before the season starts. He's smart enough and been doing this long enough to know that he can wait a little bit and then still get what he wants further down the line. See, the thing with Howie is Howie plays the long game, like, right? So he'll wait you out or do what he needs to do. He'll get what he wants to benefit us in the long run.
No, Juice, he will. And that's why he's so good. And he has the benefit of knowing his job is secure, right? Some GMs don't know that, right? So they act a little bit, they don't think big picture because they're worried they're going to lose their job. Howie doesn't have to worry about that. It's definitely an advantage he has, Juice. No question. All right, Juice, what do you got for us? What is the embarrassing trend you took part on?
All right, so I didn't know it was the 3rd, but the 3rd is 2 days after JoJo's birthday, so I'm hoping I'm going to embarrass myself one more time and get these tickets. So picture Malibu's Most Wanted, right?
Uh-huh.
I would have the pant leg up. I would have the bandana in the front like Tupac used to wear, Aunt Jemima, right, up front. And, the long baggy pants, the Zubaz pants.
Oh, not the Zubaz pants. Yeah, yep. I can picture that. Juice, it's a good one, man. We appreciate the phone call. So Juice brought us something to the table on the Spike Mayock thing that we hadn't kind of unpacked.
What's that?
Was it a gender spike? Is it really not about Howie and the job he did? Is it about his Daryl Morey's better than we think, so he's got to knock Howie down a peg to boost up Daryl? That show has a lot of agendas. I mean, Jack's got the Phillies agendas. Yep. Ike not as agenda driven.
Well, Eagles agenda.
Well, I did have a Carson Wentz agenda for a while. Yeah, Eagles agenda mostly. Yeah, you're right.
Look, everybody has a little bit of an agenda.
Well, no, I mean, the guy over here. I mean,
I don't have an agenda
on this show.
I don't do it.
I mean, every move was through the prism of defense doesn't matter for 2 years.
Well, no, it was financial.
I have an agenda.
Right. You told us.
And I was right.
Well, that's
still right.
Completely not true.
Well, still right.
Okay, so over the last 3 months, Howie Roseman has offered, like, what, 5 first-round picks to get Parsons and Garrett?
Speculation.
Well.
Reckless.
Well, Howie didn't deny it when he was asked.
Well, it was speculation. Howie also didn't confirm or deny that he was trying to trade A.J. Brown.
Well, we know why.
But we believe that one. We don't believe the other one?
Reckless speculation.
Okay.
Reckless. We're reckless in speculating.
And you want to tell us you don't have an agenda.
I don't have an agenda. That did feel agenda.
We might need to rank.
It was so agenda.
At some point, we need to rank who operates with the biggest.
Agenda.
Okay, well, you have it. Who operates with the biggest agendas around here? So we have Douglas, we have Eskin, Fritz. I mean, I think those three are near the top.
Spike. Is it an agenda drip? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah. It's got an agendas. Does the morning show have agendas? I mean, John Ritchie is you know,
he has an agenda when it comes to
Jair Alexander.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He does have a Jair agenda.
Well, you know what John does? John hones in on, he just like decides to love a player.
He does.
And nothing matters besides his love of that player.
Like Louis Cien last year?
Did you forget about Louis Cien?
I feel like we all
he
did.
Forgot about him.
Yeah. Where is he now?
He's the crib, man.
He's not. You know,
he's in the void.
He's not in the league. I don't think that. I think that's really crazy. The answer. Angela in Mullica Hill. Hey, Angela.
Hello there. How are you?
Good, Angela. How are you?
I am wonderful. Thank you. So, a previous caller ago was talking about utilizing Tank Bigsby a little bit more with the running game, and I've been following Tank since he was at Auburn. And back when he was with Auburn, I used to call him Mighty Mouse because that boy could get through anything, and he played very well. He only played 3 years at Auburn, and then he went out to get, you know, the early draft.
Mm-hmm.
But he was averaging like 10 touchdowns, his rushing touchdowns the last 2 seasons that he was there. And, 1,100 rushing yards in one season, I think was pretty good.
Right, well, so, you're right. He was a very productive college back. I mean, I think he had like 25 touchdowns. He was a star and in the best conference in the country, in the SEC, for sure.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm just like super proud of him because, first of all, I'm happy to have him in Philadelphia. Same with Jani Broome with the Sixers. Just to have some of these SEC kids.
Are you an Auburn alum or fan, or just happen to like those guys?
Family that have attended and have also worked at Auburn.
Okay, now it makes sense now because when you brought up Broome, yep. I was like, wow, you know your Auburn players.
Yeah. So as far as the Green Bay game, mm-hmm. I do believe there's a little bit of disrespect, but I think it's going to be a disrespect that's going to work to our advantage because Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts both feed off of being disrespected.
Well, that they do, and they get the bye to extra time to prepare, Angela. This one could work out in our favor. I agree. Angela, what's the fad or the trend you did at one point, and you look back and you're kind of embarrassed by it?
Well, I was an 80s Aquanet high hair girl. All of the whole can of Aquanet on my head and hair dryer.
The whole
tease
can,
my hair up to the ceiling. I look back at my pictures and I'm like, oh my gosh, what was I doing? Was I crazy?
Yeah, you know what? you and many, those pictures are wild. Angela, we appreciate
the
phone call.
I'm not familiar with Aquanet.
Well, I guess it's the teased hair.
Teased hair.
The super teased and
I don't even know what that is. Nope.
You never saw teased hair?
I don't know what teased hair means.
Oh, it's like imagine if someone someone has a lot of hair, or a woman with hair, right? Like it gets really staticky and like stands up, but they would do it on purpose.
Gotcha. Like
that
those
was the
super
look.
Puffy curly 80s yeah. hair.
Yeah, that was the look. They did it on purpose.
Like a hair metal band.
Yeah, kind
of. Well, like
yeah.
why? Because when I think of it, I think of Ricky Bobby when he's talking about White Snake in the song. And was it Tawny Katan when she's on the car?
Yep.
And her hair was all. That's what I think about.
So, yep. Yeah. All right, the Eagles being disrespected as underdogs. It is our Twitter question today, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation. PIDentalCenter.com. 64% believe yes, they are. We'll get back to everyone's phone calls here. We also have to guess the takes for week number 10 in the NFL. Plus, Edgar Allen Hurts up with another banger on the podium yesterday. We're going to see that in a fortune cookie soon. What Jalen said yesterday about the team and their success coming off the bye. Plus, along with our Flyers tickets we're giving away, we got a Hess truck to give away right now. Hess truck, it's back and it's better than ever. Caller number 4 to the contest line, 215-988-1258. That's caller number 4, 215-988-1258. We'll win the Hess 2025 stock car racer loaded with action-packed features. We'll give that away right now. Your phone calls and all this, guess the takes as well. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Show to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.